Okay, y'all are stuck with me now unless you want to run. Yeah, the youngins, you can go ahead and head out of here. We'll let you escape. The adults, unless you think you're a kid. Yeah, unless you think you're a kid, I'll probably beat you to the door. I'll block you. So, okay. Well, this was interesting because when Derek said that I had the opportunity to speak, I said, great. I mean, because I had some ideas of things I was going to speak about. And then he called me back about a week later and he says, oh, by the way, it's Father's Day, the day you selected. He's here, you can bow and, you know, speak another day. I'm there, no, I got it. So I just changed up my theme a little bit, combined some of what I was going to talk about and everything with Father's Day. And hopefully all technology will work here today. Okay. Let's see if this works. Awesome, it works. Okay, Father's Day. It's a big event. Huge event. Because, I mean, it started way back in the beginning of time with God. Because what bigger father do we have? You know? Kind of hard to beat that. But three things I'm going to talk about fathers today. But first, I better start my timer. Otherwise, you could have me here for a while. I'll know I'll speak over when all of a sudden they start coming in with popcorn boxes and it's not the ones we hand out. See, my dad's a preacher and he had to retire for health reasons. But he told me a story one time. He said, son, if you ever get up and speak, he said, the best thing you could do is pop like a lifesaver in your mouth. He's there, if you suck on a lifesaver, don't chew it, it will average about 20, 25 minutes. And that's about the average length of a sermon. He's there, don't make the mistake that one of his friends did one time. And instead of popping a lifesaver in his mouth, he popped in a button. Needless to say, it was quite a lengthy sermon. So I don't have a lifesaver today. So if I start to go over, by all means, stand up, raise your hands, wave. I won't take offense. Okay, three things about fathers. This is going to be interesting because I'm going to jump around a little bit, tie in a couple things. But first, a little bit of Bible trivia. And you'll see how this ties in at the end. Where in the Bible is it first mentioned of men praying? And where in the Bible is it the last time it's mentioned of men praying? Now, I'm going to wander around a bit so I can see the screen a little bit because I don't like to stand still when I speak. So we're going to cover that at the end. But fathers, first thing I'm going to do is the three things. Who are they and what are they? If you look at Webster's definition of a father, it's many things. You can Google the word father and Lordy. You can have millions of hits. I mean, there's tons of stuff on fathers. Anywhere from taking part and doing their part in giving birth to children. Women have the hard part, yes. I agree with that. And all the way to the third part that I'm going to focus in on. It talks about how fathers set up and hold things accountable. I mean, a father can be an actual physical father with kids. He could be a single parent. It could be somebody that's not married that don't have kids, but a father is somebody that can demonstrate fatherly things. You know, like big brothers, takes a young lad or lady under their arms and mentors them and teaches. Because you have to admit, there's tons of kids out there that don't have fathers or have fathers that have no care to be a father. You know, so fathers can be many things and come in many shapes or forms. And the third thing I'm going to talk about is what could be one of the duties slash desires a father thinks of most. And you can fill in the blank. I'll fill in my daddy duty slash desire that I think of the most. That's what I'm going to speak on because it can go from A to Z what dads think of, what fathers think of. And it changes with the seasons. You know, what you thought about as a young father may not be what you think about now as you're a little more seasoned. It constantly changes. But first, here's a little worldly view, if we can cue up this video here, and hopefully the sound works, of what a lot of time what TV portrays fathers as, and it's very accurate. Very, very accurate. Very accurate, right? I'm very accurate. I've been there a time or two, but I was blessed as a father. I mean, I had two boys, and it was really great when we bought our daughter, Amber, home from the hospital. Like I said, I was super blessed because instantly the boys, and before they could hold their daughter for any length of time, their sister, excuse me, they had to change a poopy diaper. So it was great because with two boys, it was odd and even days. So I got out of it quite a bit. So I didn't have to travel that road like a lot of fathers. But that's just one aspect of fatherhood. Yes, it's challenging. But it's also great to talk about when your daughters are older or your kids are older. Saying, yeah, I remember when I used to change that diaper. I mean, so there's things of fatherhood that brings you laughs when you think about it. Makes you gag at times. There's things about fatherhood that gets you upset. Ticked off, irate, you name it. But look at some of the fathers in the Bible that were awesome men. Running down the list, you have Adam, the first man. Noah, he was a righteous man. Abraham, the father of a Jewish nation. Isaac, son of Abraham. Jacob, the father of the 12 tribes of Israel. Moses, giver of the law. King David, man after God's own heart. Joseph, earthly father of Jesus. Whew, what a load that one was. I mean, then we can go on to like George Washington, the father of the nation. I mean, look at all the famous fathers in history and in the Bible. And then you have fathers like you or me. Just out of curiosity, how many are fathers? Raise your hand. Awesome, awesome. And then the last one, God the Father. That's the ultimate father. That is the ultimate father that we should be trying to please and do what he wants us to do. But those of you that don't know, of course, that's me. Me as a father, I've been blessed with, first, an awesome wife, an awesome queen up there in the back. And the background to my slide presentation is something she drew, just by the way. But I've been extremely blessed. I have three kids, two boys, and a daughter, and five granddaughters. I mean, so I'm a blessed man. And so that's what I look like. And we all have our vision of what fathers look like, you know, Moses, Adam, all them. And like God the Father, we won't know what he truly looks like until we get to heaven. That's if you get there. Because first, we need to truly get to know God the Father in order to go see him. And you can imagine when we sit down with our true Father the first time. When we're sitting at him, sitting down with God, he says, well, son, let me tell you some stories. And man, our mouths will drop to the ground. I mean, it's going to be awesome. I mean, I cannot wait for that day. Sure, I enjoy being here on this earth. Some days I don't, but I cannot wait for that time where I'm with God the Father. But my daddy duty, my desire that's really hitting hard on me lately for the last, I'd say probably 2 or 3 years, is accountability. Accountability. And to help with this, why don't we just use the best instruction manual ever produced? The Bible. You know, men, we don't like to follow directions. We have a tough time at it. Like just the other day in Fred Meyer's, went to look for something. You know, a great guy comes over. Hey, can I help you? Oh, no, I got it. Yeah, we're stubborn. We don't like to ask for directions. We don't like to follow directions, let alone read directions. But as fathers of all levels, young, old, in between, this should be the instruction manual we never put down. Because God is going to hold us accountable for not using it. From the front cover to the rear cover. And I know I'm going to get a severe talking to because, man, I don't use it anywhere near like I should. Nowhere near like I should. Because in the Bible, I mean, there's all sorts of, and I'm just going to hit on a few scriptures, and it's all from the NIV version of the Bible that these scriptures are from, where there's all sorts of instructions that holds us accountable and promises, like the Ten Commandments. What simpler and plain can we be than the Ten Commandments? And look up, you know, take some time and study it. In look in Exodus 20, chapter 20. That whole chapter, it spells them out pretty good. It spells them out pretty good. And research it from there. The Ten Commandments. And then Proverbs 22:6, train your child in the way that he should go, and when he is old, he will not turn from it. That one is a big one. That's the one I'm praying a lot now. And if you have kids, by God, every night that should be one of your prayers. It should. Because it's really been heavy on my heart lately. And then Colossians 3:17. And whatever you do or whatever you say, that's whatever. That's not just some of the stuff you do or say. It's whatever. Do it as a representative of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks through him to God the Father. That's everything. From the time you get up in the morning to where you plant your feet on the ground and take that first breath, or you're laying in bed and that first thought of the day enters your brain housing group, it should be, how can it please the Father? When you came to church today and had that, I mean, yeah, it's a little bit of a humid, warm a day. The odor of smoke is in the air. And some of our first thoughts is, oh man, I got to breathe this stinky air. But just think of all the fathers that are out there on the fire line trying to stop that. You know, that have given up their day with their kids. You know? So think of the things that you can turn it around to a blessing. The one song that was sung today, because I requested the How Great Thou Art, because I love that song. That just motivates me. But the one where it has that phrase in there, I'm happy all the day. No matter how bad of a day you're having, know how cranky people are to you, now how many people cut you off in the road, now how many people cuss at you, sometimes literally spit in your face, flip you off, you can't find your shoes, you can't find your car keys, no matter how bad of a day you have, if you know your Father, your Heavenly Father, you can truly be happy all the day. Because deep down in, you know the end result. And you can be happy. You can think about it, and you can get that instant peace, joy, and happiness. Because God has that ability to flip that switch. You know, to give you that peace and happiness. So just think about that. And I got to watch my time. I'm using my phone. I just found out something unique about my phone. I don't have to look at the timer. It automatically displays on the face. And I'm going to bring up the phone. It's coming up here. Okay, Matthew 28, 29, and 30. Come to me, all you are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. I like that. Learn from me. That's if we read the book, if we read the instruction manual. Life shouldn't be all about trial and error. Yep, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you'll find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. You know, God wants that for his kids, which is us. And we, in turn, we want things easy for our kids. We want to take on the burdens. How many times as parents and fathers have you seen your child hurting? You know they're hurting inside. You know, or they're physically hurting. And you want just to take that hurt away. And then as they get older, you even want it more, because it's amazing how you worry about it. And I'm quite sure some of the more seasoned parents in here will agree. Sometimes, at least I find, the older your kids get, the more you worry about them. I know I do that with my kids. The more you want to intervene on their behalf and help them out. And as much as they don't like it, you know, because I have some that say, Daddy, don't. You know, don't, you know, say anything, don't do anything. But then there's times where, because God's going to hold you accountable for not being a proper parent, you need to intervene and take care of business for your kids. You know, so don't be afraid to intervene if God is leading you. Remember that part about bring your child up in the way of the Lord. And then Matthew 12:36. But I tell you that men will have to give an account on the day of judgment for every careless word they have spoken. So every oopsie of the tongue, which is connected, to the heart, because what's in here comes out here. You know, from our deeds, our actions, our words, our thoughts, we project it. And we're going to have to give an account of everything. So we need to be on top of our game. We need to do what God wants. But another thing, this is an instruction manual here, the phone. How many people have phones on them right now? I'm not saying you're using it, by all means. How many people have cell phones, tablets, iPads, quite a few hands, either in your purse, in your pocket, sitting in your lap, because some people use it, for the scripture as the sermon's going along and everything like that. But what would happen if we treated our Bible, God's instruction manual, like we treat our cell phone? Okay? Do you think it would help in keeping us accountable? Okay, because I got this in an email from Margie one day. It was really good. What if we carried it around in our purses or pockets? In other words, what if we carried our Bible all the time instead of our cell phone? Amazing. What if we flipped through it several times a day? Hopefully, we at least flip this open once a day. But how many times do you check your emails, text messages, and phone messages? I can guarantee if there was a scale, as far as a scale for checking, the phone would win. Let's see. What if we turned back to go through it? To go back and get it if we forgot it. I'm heading to church. Oh, I forgot my cell phone. You turn around. But it's, oh, I forgot my Bible. That's okay. Derek puts the scripture up on the screen. And what if we used it to receive messages from the text? Look at all the text messages in here. Countless. Yeah. And what if we treated it like we couldn't live without it? Oh, my goodness. Have you seen most people walking around today? We're going to need to grow a third eye. But do you see people walking around with their Bible like this? I know I don't. This makes me quite ashamed, some of these things up here. And what if we gave it to our kids as a gift? Always got to have the latest and greatest new cell phone. But what about at least one Bible that they can understand? What if we used it when we traveled? You can get all sorts of apps for traveling on your phone. What if we use this when we travel? The way to travel through life, especially as a father. And then what if we used it in case of an emergency? 911. 911. Just a thought. This is something to make you go, where's my Bible? Because I can almost lay odds this never gathers dust in your house. But this does at times. And one more thing, unlike our cell phone, don't worry about our Bible being disconnected because Jesus already paid the bill. Our Father paid the ultimate bill. Better check my time here. Okay, I better speed it up a little bit. Okay. Makes you stop and think, where are my priorities? And no drop calls. Don't you hate it? Horizon, GCI, AT&T. Get the one that works the best wherever you're at. But it always seems to doesn't work even. It's like, man, I got 3 bars. But it doesn't work. I experienced this last weekend. Well, this last week, I took a little vacation finally. And I was out with a buddy. It was funny. Him and his wife were texting back and forth from the tree stand we were hunting in. He had 3 bars. I had 3 bars. And I couldn't get out at all. It was weird. We're not even 2 inches apart. Okay, because like I say, Jesus, you know, died on the cross. He was thinking of us. Our Father was thinking of us. He was thinking of the ultimate instruction manual. That's what we need to think of. And then here's the answer to the trivia. Because just the possibility. I'm not saying anybody did it. But just the possibility when I was up here speaking. And if all you get out of the message is this, that's awesome. But this is the answer to the trivia question. In the beginning, when was prayer first, you know, mentioned in the Bible where men were praying? And when was the last? Genesis 4:26 was the first. And this is out of the NIV version of the Bible. And Revelation 22:21, the last verse of the last verse of the Bible. The grace of the Lord Jesus be with God's people. Amen. So there's high probability somebody was in here on their iPhone or tablet or whatever you want to call the things, and they were Googling it, trying to find it. That's how tied we are to these. Because you notice in life, a lot of times people say, oh, I'll just Google it. Hey, to help me with some of this stuff today, I Googled it. Because it's like, man, I couldn't remember where it's at in the Bible. I'm looking in the concordance, looking in the help topics, and I couldn't find the verses that I wanted. So I just Googled it. Yeah, there's some great things on here, but don't let this possess your life. If I could get rid of this, oh Lordy, I would. If we could just depend less on this, on the scale, and try to, you know, balance it at least. I mean, don't you think it'd be awesome? Especially as dads. Because God is going to hold us accountable as dads, as fathers. And God wants us to have fun. Let's see if it comes up. Oh, poked the wrong button. God wants us to have fun. Because all dads have fun sometimes. I was blessed this last weekend. My daughter, Amber. She's been here in Alaska a few years now or so. Drives for a living. Sees all sorts of critters up here. She's an outdoors enthusiast. She knows how to act like a lady, but she's also a tomboy. Right there, she's holding her grandpa's Springfield 1903 A3. I mean, and that girl is awesome. All her time in Alaska, she never saw a bear. Never. She's out bear hunting with me. Honest to God, she shot that critter at 8 yards. We were setting up the tree stand. This is one of my daddy moments, I can't help it. Because all dads are proud. Just like God's proud of us and happy for us, we're proud of our kids. And this is one of my proud moments. We're setting up the tree stand. I just helped the guy push it up against the tree. He climbed up in it. You know, and he's tying it in. And I'm holding it so the stand doesn't fall off. He turns around, sits down. You know, and I'm looking up at him, making things. All of a sudden, he stands up and he goes, "Shoot! Shoot the bear! Shoot the bear!" And I'm there like, "What are you talking about?" And then I hear, "Pow!" Sure enough, turn around, and there's Amber. I mean, she is full of adrenaline. 8 yards. And she was taking the pictures. I can see my alarm's going off, so I'm almost done. Anyways, 8 yards, got her first bear, didn't even run 6 yards. Now, how much prouder can a father be? Great shot. Blew its lungs out. She's going to have an ultimate bear rug. That is a great father time. Now, can you see how my arm's around her shoulder? Can't you wait until God is walking with us with his arm around our shoulder? Whoa, that's going to be awesome. That'll be a great father-dad moment. That'll be a great daddy moment. So we can all put our pictures there. And like I say, I'm going to pretty much end with just one second. God wants us to be happy and fun, not just as young fathers, but as seasoned fathers, as elderly fathers. Because God's looking down on his kids all the time. And he gets a giggle and laugh. There's no doubt in my mind when we can giggle and laugh. And I think this is a great way to pretty much end what I'm talking about. Where a father moment. Go ahead. He's out with his queen. It shows as a dad you can have fun all the time. You don't need to be young. You can be more seasoned and you can still have fun. Get a good laugh out of life. Because you notice the dad, he's bobbling his head, man. That's a great time. I'll say, just be careful. Don't necessarily do that. But that's you can think of all sorts of ways to have fun as a dad. Because remember, you know, go out and be happy. Have a great Father's Day. And not only make your kids smile and you smile, but make your Heavenly Father smile today. And if you don't have it right with your Heavenly Father, the one that counts, please, in His name, speak to somebody today before you leave this place. Don't wait. Don't delay, because one of these times, our Father is going to come, and he's going to hold us accountable. Because right now, we're all living in a temporary place. But sooner or later, we're going to be in a permanent place. And it's only one or two places. Heaven or hell. It's that simple. And do you want to be in a nasty place where there's nothing but pain and agony? You're going to be so much pain, you aren't going to be able to think of anything but pain and agony. Or do you want to be with your Heavenly Father with his arm around your shoulder? It's your choice. So be accountable. Be accountable to yourself. Be accountable to God. And be accountable to your kids. Take the time with them. Because in my job, it's hard to get cynical at times. It's hard not to be cynical because I'm a public safety officer, and sometimes I see where dads just don't give a rip about their kids, and it just tears me up. So don't be one of those dads, okay? But go out and have fun. I know I'm going to have fun this Father's Day because what I'm going to be, this afternoon my daughter's coming over, and my daughter's a great skinner. Man, she picked up skinning the bear like you won't believe. We're going to finish salting her hide. It's already salted, but we're going to tie it up and get it ready to send off to the taxidermist. To the tannery to have it tanned. The only thing she hated, it was her bear, so she had the skin around the lower extremities. And after a bear sets a day, it's an interesting, the permeation that comes off of it at times. So, but that's how I'm going to spend my Father's Day. I'm going to have a great time barbecue with my kids. So go out, do the same, but be happy. But make your Heavenly Father, please, let Him smile today, okay? And thanks for the time.